One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 11, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, here it is.
Mother, here's something you should know. Now there's a cold tablet especially for children. It's Children's Size Super Anahist, and it relieves three virus, cold, or Asiatic flu miseries where aspirin can't possibly work. First, Children's Size Super Anahist relieves sneezing and sniffling. Second, it soothes raw sore throat. Third, it eases cough and chest congestion. And Children's Size Super Anahist reduces fever, relieves that ache all over feeling. Contains vitamin C to help your child resist after effects of cold or flu. Mother, there's no longer any need to break adult-sized tablets in half. Your child gets exact dosage, swallows these smaller tablets easily. Get Children's Size Super Anahist, commended by Parents Magazine.
Rackling cough of cold or Asiatic flu?
Relieve throat tickle and break up congestion fast with new Super Anahist Cough Syrup. Super Anahist Cough Syrup's exclusive formula actually checks the cause of coughing spells to keep cough from coming back.
Super Anahist Cough Syrup tastes as good as the syrup you put on ice cream.
Super Anahist Cough Syrup for coughs of colds or flu.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Today, lesson for Penelope. Jack Barber, with his battered briefcase under his arm, rings the front doorbell at his sister Claudia's, finds the door on the latch, and goes in. It's early evening.
Walt, come on in.
Are you going to be disappointed?
Oh, Jack. Paul said he was coming over. I guess he's been delayed. I'm in the living room. Come on in.
Anything wrong?
Oh, no. A couple of things I want to talk to him about before I go. Have you brought my passport?
Yeah. A friend of mine called a friend of his who called a friend of a senator, and here you are.
You're joking, of course.
Well, naturally. I try never to use influence. It's fun to wait in line.
Fool. Is it Uncle Paul? No, Penelope, it is not. It's Jack.
Hi, Penny.
I'm not going to wait much longer.
Paul wants to talk to you.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I'll let you know when he gets here.
I'll be in bed.
Am I hearing things? She's tired?
He was on a yacht all weekend with Kenny Ferrand.
Oh.
And a party.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was pretty rugged. But you never hear the whole story at once, you know.
Oh, of course. Do I know? You're talking to the father of six devious dames. They give out bad news a little at a time. Get any hints?
No. I gather it was awful. High seas, and the heating system failed. Penny lost her sunburn lotion, and everybody was seasick.
15 men on a dead man's chest.
She's had enough yachting. And, of course, the funny part is, I'm sure she went only because she thought she was putting one over on me.
Mm.
When she found out I'd been invited but declined, she picked up the nearest brick and hit me with it.
Figuratively speaking, I trust.
Oh, sure. The gal has a gift for finding the vulnerable spot. Should have been a doctor. She'd make a great diagnostician.
May I come in?
Well, hi, Paul. We're in the living room.
Well, I gotta run along. I'm expecting a call from a lecture agent.
How's it going?
Well, funny thing. I was making speeches for nothing. I was booked solid. Now they have to pay. No offers. Hi, Paul.
Sit down. You look so tentative.
I am. I'm in motion. I just trying to explain. Miss Bimby Blassingame is going to phone a progress report. I better be there. I don't think Betty likes her.
I hear she's a very cute-looking girl.
Girl? She's 30. Said she was cute.
Betty said she was just darling.
Betty never praised her to me.
How's Betty's diet coming?
A quarter of a pound a day. Every ounce agony.
Night. Jack, the folks hope you'll drop in.
Okay, I probably will. Night.
Night, Jack. He's brought my passport.
Oh, that was quick work.
He says he waited in line for it.
Now then, what's this about Penny? What was it she said?
I'm feeling better now. Let's skip it.
No, I'm curious, Claude.
Well, she said you put in an overseas call to Nicky last week and told him I was a big flop in business. And to send for me before I blew my cork.
Exact quote, is it?
Practically.
If it were true, which it isn't, where would Penny get that kind of information? If I had phoned Nicky, you think I'd talk about it to anybody? Penny, least of all?
Well, it was the nearest brick then. It helped a lot to know that Nicky needed me. I suppose she sensed it.
Very pretty mother and daughter relationship.
I know. I'm ashamed.
Two of the most beautiful gals I've ever known in my life, you and Penny. And especially lovely when you smile. so smart.
It's probably a good thing I'm going away for a while.
Where's Penny going to stay while you're gone?
Here. Oh, Mrs. McCullough will be here. Penny says she's going to entertain.
Mm.
Says she's had enough of yachts and salt water. She's planning to enlarge her horizon with a dry land crowd.
Where is she?
Bedroom. Said she was tired.
Too tired to talk to me?
And that was the general idea. Shall I go and ask her?
Let's both go.
Oh, well, all right. Come along.
On second thought, you go on with your packing. I'd rather like to talk to Miss Penelope alone.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. You know, water's awfully hard on the hands, especially in cold weather. It makes them so red and rough. But even though you can't keep your hands out of water, you can protect them. Just use Today's Truchet, now with silicone. Today's Truchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Do try Today's Truchet.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. At the door of Penny's room on the sea cliff side of the house, Claudia is knocking for the second time.
Penny, are you decent?
Who is it?
Your Uncle Paul wants to see you.
I'm in bed.
Penny?
What?
Put your robe on.
I've got a bed jacket on. Will that do?
Hello, youngster.
Shall I turn this light on?
No. Here, I'll get the bed light if you insist on intruding. This is a real invasion of privacy. Next time, I'll take a bath and see if I'm safe in the tub.
Question. I want you to answer it while your mother is here. Who told you I phoned your father in Burma?
Hmm?
Where did you get the idea that I phoned Nicky and suggested this trip? The truth is, I haven't talked to him since he left here.
Thank you, Paul. I would have gone on wondering. Well, I'll go and finish packing. Shall I close the door?
Please.
All right, say it.
You can't hate her that much.
I don't hate her, but you should have heard what you said to me when I came home. I felt terrible. We were all seasick, and she laughed.
So you're trying to destroy her.
What? Oh, how dramatic.
I couldn't believe you realized what damage you might do.
Oh, Miss Nash, she can take care of herself.
That's where you're wrong. This is one time she can't.
You didn't phone, Father, but you wrote him. Why didn't you admit it?
Do you often read letters you pick up to mail?
I didn't mail any letters for you, but I did read it.
Where?
I was up in your studio waiting for you on December 27th, and a half-finished letter on yellow paper was on the typewriter. I saw my name, and so I looked it over. You really shouldn't leave jam-packed yellow pages out where they can tempt people.
Penny.
What?
Your father was afraid Claudia would need his help before he could get back here. He sensed what was happening, and he loves her very much. It was his idea for me to let him know.
All right. Stop talking about it.
No, let's examine it while it's fresh in your mind. I'm trying to believe you didn't realize what you were doing. Your mother's had a blow to her pride and self-esteem that some people would never get over. Did you realize that?
Nervous breakdown? She's too fond of herself to let that happen.
Well, that's glib. That's parlor psychology. Let me make this clear. If you know even enough to be misinformed and still attack her, then I have no further interest in you or your problem.
It couldn't have been so serious.
It was serious enough to scare me. Why do you suppose I wrote the letter?
You didn't think about that part of it.
You're old enough and bright enough to think it through, Penelope. It's time to have a little compassion. If you want to be treated like an adult, then be one.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
I'd like to believe it. From here on, until she leaves, watch what you say, no matter what the provocation. Is that understood?
Yes, Uncle Paul.
Make sure now. Watch it. Good night.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinse so good.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
You scream, you scream, scream for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
It's 11 o'clock now. In his studio at the top of the house, Paul leaves the typewriter and stands at the tall north windows, thoughtfully gazing toward the lights on the Golden Gate Bridge. Presently, he hears footsteps on the stairs.
Paul, you busy? I got some news.
No, come in. Let's have it.
I came over to tell the folks. My agent finally called. I'm leaving the Amateur.
Good for you. Where?
My after-dinner speech for the independent grocers. They'll pay one quarter of my termite bill.
Congratulations. That's the way to look at it. Hello.
Good night.
Wait. Hey, yes?
Uncle Paul, I want to talk to you.
Pretty late. What is it?
Well, would you go to breakfast with me?
All right. 8 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Thanks. I'll call for you.
Good night.
Was that Penelope?
Mm-hmm. I gave her a first-class spanking not an hour ago.
She's long overdue.
Apparently, she's back for more.
Well, if you give her another one, tell her it's from Betty and me. Well, see you. Good night.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carl Denis Morse. In Chapter 12, Book 129, The Farewell Gift, Frank Parsons speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carl Denis Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.